Advanced placement, or AP classes, were created over 70 years ago to give high schoolers a jumpstart on the path to college. Students can earn early college credit by scoring high on AP tests, but even in 2022, that opportunity often still isn't available to every student. That's why school districts including Rockford and DeKalb partner with organizations like Equal Opportunity Schools to try and make AP enrollment more equitable. Rockford Public Schools started working with the organization several years ago, although it's since moved away from them in favor of an in-house strategy that includes a collaboration with tutoring company Academic Approach, which also focuses on equitable access to these classes. RPS is the third largest district in Illinois. The district is just over 30% Black, but its AP programs do not mirror that. Black students only make up 11% of those taking AP classes. From 2015-16 through the 2020-21 school year, the number of Black students enrolled in one or more advanced placement courses decreased, even as the total number of students in AP programs went up. And the percentage of Black students in AP fell every single year. That's despite the district's work to close racial gaps. Those disparities don't appear for Hispanic students, though. The percentage of Hispanic students in AP is much closer to district demographics. Morgan Gallagher is chief of schools at RPS, and he says Rockford schools are disaggregating data on student achievement and social-emotional learning every day and focus on increasing equity. In a statement to WNIJ, he wrote, quote, "Reversing this trend is, of course, a primary objective to our equity imperative." Gallagher also says they've countered racial disparities in AP by heavily investing in dual credit opportunities to get students early college credit. Over the past 5 years, the number of Rockford students achieving dual credit has risen substantially, including for students of color. Black students represent 19% of students in dual credit at RPS, which is a good deal higher than in advanced placement. Gallagher says dual credit can be a game changer for students weighing whether to pursue a post-secondary education.
I've seen it time and again as a principal at Roosevelt, students who were unsure as to whether they were going to get their high school diploma, who upon receiving their diploma already had college credit and were already enrolled.
DeKalb also teamed up with Equal Opportunity Schools before recently opting for an in-house system. They started working with the organization 4 years ago, and at that point, only 4% of students in its AP classes were Black. And this past year, it was up to 9%. That's an improvement, but it's still a far cry from the district's 25% Black student enrollment. And like Rockford, those gaps don't extend to Hispanic students. Sarah Montgomery is DeKalb's Director of Teaching and Learning, and she says they do see their work with Equal Opportunity Schools as a success.
But then looking back at the increased involvement, they thought, we can do more, we can do better.
Their new homegrown program is called Advancing Student Opportunities. As in Rockford, Montgomery says they wanted to help students in other early college and career coursework besides AP. That includes career and technical education, as well as dual credit. She says Equal Opportunity Schools helped them lay the groundwork for the new program. She says it taught them how mentoring and relationship building can help identify which students are ready to level up into a new class. But it still has its limitations.
One thing to get a student in a class, but two, we need to make sure that they're adequately supported and successful in that.
Over the past year, DeKalb High School started a student ambassador program. Students who have been in AP or dual credit programs recruit other students through level up fairs and student-led panels. They even help tutor those students before the AP test. Montgomery says they hope student-led programs will help close the opportunity gaps that still persist in advanced placement and dual credit, so that the students who could benefit the most from a college or career jumpstart actually get one. I'm Peter Medlin.